Good Wednesday. Today is December the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently, legislation has passed the House developing the water infrastructure legislation and WERDA, something that's been going on since 2014. We'll talk about that and what it means to agriculture after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, Congress is poised to pass the latest water infrastructure bill under the Thomas R. Carper Water Resources Development Act, otherwise known as the WERDA of 2024, which will help offset some inland waterways costs while focusing heavily on flood risks nationally. Now, the bill overwhelmingly passed the House on Tuesday on a 399-18 vote. Leaders of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and Senate Environment and Public Works Committee, chaired by Caper, came together last week to announce the bicameral agreement on the bill. The House held a floor debate on Monday on the bill, during which members largely acknowledged the country's water infrastructure needs and expressed their support. We are continuing the bipartisan bicameral tradition of passing a WERDA bill every 2 years, something we've done since 2014, said Representative Sam Graves, chairman of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. Graves' staff posted comments from the long list of groups backing the bill that included waterway groups, project developers, and environmental groups. The project and policies included in this WERDA bill are vital to the economy, the environment, and the public safety of communities across the country, and we urge you to bring this bill up for vote as soon as possible and for Congress to pass this important piece of legislation. That, according to the Nature Conservancy. Now, the Senate is now expected to quickly take up the WERDA bill and pass it before Congress adjourns for the year. Representative Graves said the bill would ensure the Army Corps of Engineers continues to improve water infrastructure, including ports and levees. The bill also works to streamline some of the studies and permitting processes to help those projects get completed faster. Now, Representative Rick Larson, a ranking member of the committee, noted that ships are getting bigger and the ports need to be deeper. One of the key provisions increases the maximum dredging depth for deepening the channels from 50 feet to 55 feet for major harbors, and the bill will strengthen our supply chain and ensure our ports and harbors deepening projects can accommodate the world's largest ships. Among the key provisions for inland waterways, the bill makes permanent adjustments to the cost share for new construction and the rehabilitation projects. The bill increases the federal cost share from 65% to 75%, while the Inland Waterways Trust Fund's responsibility would then drop from 35% of funding to 25% of the funding needed for projects. This cost share change will allow the projects to advance more efficiently and quickly, reducing the overall cost and accelerating the returns on investment, stated the Upper Mississippi River Basin Association in its letter of support for the bill. Now, the Soy Transportation Coalition noted nearly half, or 48% of U.S. soybean exports are transported by barge, primarily to export terminals along the lower Mississippi River. That, according to USDA reports, and a typical 15-barge tow can transport up to 855,000 bushels. That's the equivalent of 940 semi-trucks. Now, barge transportation is one of the predominant reasons U.S. soybean farmers are so competitive in international marketplaces. Investing in the inland waterway system and ports is simultaneously an investment in the success of soybean farmers. That, according to Mike Steenhook, executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, a recent USDA-led agricultural trade mission to Morocco provided insights of that country's growing importance as an export market and gateway for food and farm goods in the African continent. USDA's Rod Bain reports.
The final Agriculture Department-led Ag Trade Mission of 2024 provide an opportunity to show both export and relationship growth in the North American country of Morocco.
They enjoy and appreciate the relationship with American agriculture. They want to expand on that relationship. And all of our meetings from private sector to government to academia and research have been nothing but positive.
That's U.S. delegation leader Daniel Whitley, administrator of the Foreign Agricultural Service, discussing the early December trade mission. The delegation included
14 State Departments of Agriculture, 21 cooperators, 26 agribusinesses. We've had almost 265 business-to-business meetings, and we look forward to reporting out the sales and contracts for those meetings.
The administrator says groundwork in developing Morocco as an export destination for U.S. farm and food goods has been years in the making. One example,
some of our cooperators, the U.S. Grains Council and the U.S. Soybean Export Council, they were some of the initial companies to invest in Morocco. And those investments are reaping benefits, and they're making further investments. And a lot of our cooperators are interested in making further investments.
One of the impressions made on both Administrator Whitley and members of the delegation, Morocco's continued growth as a gateway for U.S. exports.
Morocco is poised and ready for leadership in being the gateway to agricultural exports into all of Africa, not just Morocco. The investments they're making at ports, not just in the north, but also in the south, the investments they're making into their logistical sector, they're really primed to do extremely well.
Other takeaways of Morocco as an ag export market and that country's desire for more U.S. goods comes from two state ag leaders who participated in the mission, Matthew Laura of Virginia and Don Lamb of Indiana.
Their desire to work with American farmers, how they understand that American farmers are really just leaders in quality, the leaders in expertise and the ability to build those relationships even further. When you think about one out of four people by 2050 going to be living on the African continent, there's a huge opportunity for feed and for grains and for many other products from the U.S. They do want the American products.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.